Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. This is the final week of our Code Camp 2019. Yes, just as a quick update, the JavaScript webinar that I said would be up on Monday, it's still having problems uploading. It's probably the encoded file, so I will have to fix that one. Whether that is a re-record or something, we'll figure it out. The other thing, just in case you didn't see it or you're not hanging out in Slack, Backup Studio 0.9.2, I pushed out the door yesterday, made a little fix. That's why it's at 0.2 version. Lots of stuff going on with there. I'll schedule a little Insta webinar soon to walk you through everything. There's also documentation coming, but now it handles migration, it handles automated backups, it handles backups from everything from a high-end server to a very low-end server where you can chunk it out to tiny little pieces. All right, zooming in on CodePen. That will be interesting to do if I can... Can I zoom in on just... I'm actually seeing if I can. I don't think CodePen allows me to zoom in individual fields. And if I zoom in anymore, we're going to get blown out. Like there won't be any room on the screen. But if anybody figures out how we can zoom in, that'd be awesome. All right. So, we're going to be talking about jQuery. Why are we talking about jQuery? Because it's still the JavaScript library that's bundled with WordPress. A lot of functionality is already built into the JavaScript library. And it also, if all you need to do is a few animations or dynamic interactions with the front end of a website, it's fairly easy to use because jQuery is already part of WordPress, meaning bundled with WordPress. Now, basically, jQuery is a library of code, with meaning that it just comes pre-bundled with a bunch of functions that we can reference using just the function name that already knows how to hover, zoom, flip, toggle, do all these type of interactions when a mouse interacts with a part of the web page. The other way to look at it is jQuery traverses, that means goes through the entire document, walks through everything, goes through the DOM. The DOM, remember, is the HTML part of the website. So it traverses the DOM and then is able to attach behaviors based on the fact that it already has memorized the DOM, the actual document object model. So every HTML, every page on the internet has a DOM. It's that structure. It's the HTML. It's what lays out the blocks, the areas of the website. So if we think about it this way, let's say we are all pizza delivery people today. Yet we do not need to know, we don't have to have a GPS or anything. Why? Because when we came into work, we looked at the map of our little town and we memorized it the first time we walked by the map. So that when somebody calls in and says, can you send me a pepperoni pizza to this address, we already know exactly where that is. We can show up at the door and give them whatever it is that they ordered. That is what jQuery is. It's the memorization of the map, the HTML file. And then when we assign it an action, we know exactly, and then it does whatever it's been instructed. It delivers the food, the design, the animation. So let's step back just a little bit. And towards the end of this, I will, again, re-explain how we make sure we're using it with WordPress properly. We may actually do that here in just a moment. Now, if you're going to play around in CodePen, make your own CodePen, and you want to play with jQuery. As long as you have some HTML, great. The one thing you have to do over here in CodePen in order to play around and follow the code with me or follow the code that's in the handout, you need to go to the JavaScript window over here in CodePen, click the gear box, and then you need to come over here and type jQuery so that you find jQuery. It's going to, quote, load jQuery. Now, I already did this, so I've got jQuery loading here. Now, in WordPress, we would WP and Q jQuery. We would put it as a dependency to something else so that jQuery would load automatically. But if you're using CodePen to play around, you have to load it in the external scripts section. And that's how you get to it here in CodePen. All right, so now jQuery is actually running behind the scenes in this rendered HTML document. Now, in order for jQuery to use, we have to wrap it in a function that basically says, hey, jQuery, we want you to look at something, and then we want you to do something. So the most basic one that you are going to see is the dollar sign, and I'm going to explain it all, document inside a parentheses, ready inside a parentheses, a function here. Code goes here. So everything we're going to be doing is going to reside in here. The reason for this is the dollar sign is the reference point for jQuery when we have loaded the jQuery library, like this. When we've loaded the jQuery library, the dollar sign in the JavaScript file references jQuery. So therefore, it's saying, hey, look at the document. Yes, you're gonna traverse the HTML document of the page and then be ready to do a function. So we're basically telling it, hey, you need to memorize the document because whatever's gonna happen here, you need to go do something with that. Now, the only difference for this with WordPress, because there's so much jQuery used in WordPress and other plugins and themes, we can get collisions happening. And basically, they're called JavaScript or jQuery conflicts. And that would be where a same type of script is run now twice because it's from Gravity Forms and it's from, you know, WordFence. Like, they're both calling the same type of interaction. So in order for us, the way WordPress handles that is it enters the no conflict zone or no conflict capability of jQuery. So basically it's saying, if you run into a conflict, don't fail. Just do what it is that we've instructed you to do. Now, how we do that is we can, instead of the dollar sign, type jQuery. Now, you can do this inside and outside WordPress, but WordPress says you need to either add jQuery as the dollar sign. Now, everywhere you would use a dollar sign, you'd use jQuery. Or you simply add, keep the dollar sign, and at the very end of the wrapper function, in a parentheses, you're going to type jQuery. Operates the same way. It just simply then is a reference back to this dollar sign that we are using a jQuery JavaScript library, not any other JavaScript library, to reference this. So either way works. But if you forget the jQuery and you're doing stuff with WordPress and it's not working, that's the reason why. All right. So let's come over here. We're going to let's type some basic HTML. So let's just do a div. We'll do a paragraph tag, paragraph one, div class post footer. And then we're going to do a block quote. This is a quote. Let me just finish this up with a paragraph. Oh, let me actually not have that a P div. We needed an actual div. This is another paragraph. And we'll close that div. We'll close that div. Okay, so we've got information that is going on right here. Part of what jQuery does is it makes it simple to target element, HTML elements, classes, IDs, whatever. So remember, we told it to go memorize the whole document so that when we come in here and we add our code, something like $ post footer. Well, let me put that in single quotes. There. Post footer. We're telling jQuery, hey, remember that document that you just memorized? Go find me something that has the class footer. So that this would be this div class footer. To the point in which we can decide to use, and again, these are different events where we can click, double click, we can do hover, all these type of things that, while in CSS we can do pseudo classes, in jQuery these are kind of like these pseudo classes, but really it's just listening to the interaction on the actual website, to keystrokes, to mouse manipulation, to active sections. So like if you were actually doing presses on a touchscreen or area. All right, so the post footer, we're going to do click. So what are we gonna do? We're gonna do a function. So when we click on this div, what shall we do? Let us actually, let's show and hide the block quote. So as an example, when this class post footer gets clicked, we are going to affect something else. We're gonna go find a block quote. Hide. See that? So now, because this is running, if I come over here and click on anywhere in either this quote or this is a paragraph, because this is all wrapped inside this div post footer, and I click on it, it just went away. This is code that you could put into Code Studio. Yes. So see how we just did that? Well, what if we did, let's see. Now, I could do something like, all right, well, when you click on, let's find another, when you click on div ID page, so now we can do ID page, let's do click function. We'll go back to that block quote because we're affecting it with this, and we'll do show. So see what we've now just done? If we clicked on this div up here, it will hide this. If we click on this div down here, which is wrapping the rest of the page, it's going to show it. So let's click on this. There, it just went away. When we come down here, we click on this. It shows the quote. Something as simple as that is a great way to add interactivity to a website. Now, you might not always want just a click button or a hide button or a show button. Maybe you want to simply have jQuery figure out what state something is in and just do the opposite. So we can actually do this by simply saying, all right, let's go back to this post footer. Yeah, you can click on an icon. Maybe you have a little item that says you have a download files. You have a link or a website, a button or an icon that says download files. When they click on it, then you can show the different types of files that you offer. But you don't show all the different types of files until you're ready, until somebody actually wants to click on it. All right, so let's do this. Instead of hide, so we've got click function. We're affecting the block quote. We're going to use something called toggle. This is the toggle item is one of the things that people, I think, love about jQuery, why it's a little bit easier than regular JavaScript. Because toggle simply just says, you know what, we'll figure it out for you. So that when we are going to toggle, I only have to click here, it goes away, click there. I'm clicking on the exact same thing. I didn't have to figure out whether we're in a show or a hide state. I did not have to create two different controls. The controls are already there. Now, so toggle we can use in a whole bunch of situations. Like I could, if I wanted to, I could, we could do things. And again, if you're looking at the handout, you're kind of seeing where we're going with this. We can now add a little bit more pleasant interaction. Something that, hey, we want to make sure that it's not just blinking on and off. So let's do this. Let's do a fade and then we could do out. So let's try that. So we're going to fade out the block quote. And let's actually make block quote bigger so we see this. This is a really cool feature and make sure it works. Okay. Okay, so the question, the click toggle are functions that are already defined. Yes, there's a list of things you can do. The easiest way to do it is at the end of the handout, I gave you a URL. I think it's api.jquery.com. And you're looking for things called events. And the events are all of the things that can be done or affected or functioned or all that type of stuff. All right, so let's deal with this. So we've got a fade out. So I can now click this and notice how it's a little bit slower. Now I'm gonna have to change this slightly so that, let's see, okay, how do I refresh this? Reload that. Whoops, no, don't reload the whole thing. Hold on. I did not mean to reload the whole page. Okay, we're still there, I hope. Okay, so yes, we've got our fade out, really cool feature. And we click this once it's running. Oh, there we go, it's gone. Okay, now fade out may be too fast by default. So therefore, we can do everything from using terms like slow here, and in which case, when this comes back, we click this, it fades out slower. Or we can simply set a millisecond and I can say, all right, I want you to slow it down to 2000 milliseconds for the fade out. And as we click on this, you slowly see it fade away. Now, remember how I said toggle is so awesome? If I was only doing fade out, fade in, I would have to create two different functions. I would have to figure things out. I can always just do fade toggle. So that now when I fade toggle, I click the item and it fades away. And then I click the item again and it fades in. This is also a great way that you can basically have a gravity form wrapper div appear when somebody wants to contact you or contact your client. maybe this is a simple way to have a directory of all of the staff members. And it loads really fast because you leave all the pictures off. But when they click on the picture, it will fade in the picture of the employee or something like that. I mean, there's all sorts of things that you could do. Now, there's also things like sliding. You could slide the toggle. And basically, when we slide a toggle, it basically, notice how it just went away, and then we open it up, and the content is there. So there's all sorts of things that we can do in terms of simple functions of sliding things in, out, all sorts of stuff. Now, there's also animation. We can do things that we can declare certain properties. So, for example, let's create a property. And we're going to come over here into our CSS. Let's do a block quote. Let's do our block quote is going to be opacity 1, 0. Let's leave it at that. Okay. So let me get rid of this for just a moment, because I want to just make sure that it's there. Okay. So see how it's gone. It's there because we've hidden it, but it still has its framework. It still has the box model, the height, width, everything, but it's just not visible right now. So one of the things we can do is animate. And what do we want to animate? We want to animate the opacity to 0.7. I think that's what we want. This one needs to be in single quotes. So what this is now going to do is when we, again, it's all based on the click. When we click on this, it just animated the opacity. Or what about if we want to do something like text or font size, 16 pixels. Okay, so we got our 16 pixels. Now we can affect it by saying font size 26 pixels. And then when we click on it, basically we have, why isn't it letting me do that? Why won't it let me animate the block size? All right, let's just do this one. We can do background color. Not sure what that's going to be. For some reason, Animate does not like this dash. I wonder if I put this in single quotes, if I can. Again, that shouldn't be. Could be CodePen. There we are. Okay. It was. Anytime, notice how, I mean, this is another thing for make sure you have a good code editor, which has highlighted colors markup. You notice how the background and the color were two different things. If that's happening, sometimes you need to put that element, that identifier, whatever, in a quote, even though you may not need a quote for anything else. We need to make sure that it knows that this is together. So what this has now done is, again, we've got to change something. Click to make blue. All right, so we're making some changes there, which is going to update this. So we've now been able to animate, and you could animate size, especially if you have a block or whatever, if anybody is clicking on it. jQuery is able to figure out what this color animated into this color is. And part of the reason why you might look at doing it with jQuery rather than CSS animation is you can do a lot more. We can target multiple items with CSS. Basically, we're just taking a certain div or an element and adding a pseudo class to it, and that pseudo class affects all of those items. Whereas jQuery, we can add bunches of things, something, you know, like this. Watch, let's go add to the other one for a page. And now we can say animate. Let's do also the background color. So now what we've done is when the post footer is clicked, we are going to, and I use the ID page here. When the post footer is clicked, we are going to animate two different elements. So what should happen is this will convert to blue, and whatever is behind all of this will change as well. Should affect the ID page. Where am I missing the pound sign? Oh, I'm missing the function. So that wouldn't have worked even if I got the, I understand. I see what you're saying. Okay. So now let's click this. Make sure. Oh, no. What was I talking about? Not this. I don't need this. The click is the function. The animate is there. All right. So then now we're ready to go. Now we can click that. So see how we're able to animate in multiple things. So animation takes a starting CSS declared value. It even, yes, a default. So currently page does not have a default background color. So it's just inheriting a color that's already there. And we are now assigning it, and it's taking the inherited color and converting it and animating it to this item. So there's some really cool stuff that we can do. Now, what I tend to use jQuery for is the adding and the removing of classes. So where this is really helpful, let's get rid of all this. We're going to still use the post footer. That's where we are clicking on. Let's go create a class called green, and this will be background color green. Okay, so this is easy enough. Most of us can handle writing some CSS. We know what we want it to look like. We know what we want the design to be once we have affected a change in the document object model. So now, when we click on the post footer, we want to be able to add a class where we can say, you know what, for every block quote, we're going to add class. And then what class are we adding? Green. So see, we've now basically said, and let's see if I can get this here. It'd be really hard. I don't know if you'll be able to see the inspector as well. Let's try this. Bear with me one second. I should be able to pull up the inspector on this. All right. Let's put the inspector on. Let it load for just a moment because it's doing weird stuff because it's got to figure out what it needs. I'm going to put this on the side because I want you to actually see the changes in real time. Oh, actually, we're going to be able to do that. Okay, so let's come over here to the div. There, okay, so watch this area. Let's go to the, we want to see the block quote. Okay, so here, watch this area right here. Because remember, we have said when we click on the post footer, we're going to add a class. But I want you guys to watch here, don't watch up here in the demonstration. When I click on it, then you just see class equals green. So rather than hard coding in the actual CSS in the JavaScript, you can know your classes that you are designing in CSS. Where this is beneficial is if you want to make a change, all you have to do is make some change to the CSS, because you know when somebody clicks on something, hovers on something, double clicks on something, it's going to add a certain CSS class. Now, we can also remove a class so that if somebody comes to an area, we can click remove class. But like I said before, one of the great things with jQuery is this toggle command. It can figure out everything. So if we're looking over here, and let me pull up our, bear with me 1 second. I'm going to pull up this so we're looking at the right area. Oh, let's do this. Hold on. There we are. All right. So we're looking here at our block quote. If I click on the item, again, that's our jQuery function. We see the green is gets added. When I click on it again, it knows that there is a class green, so therefore we must remove that class. This is the one issue that still exists in jQuery today, and that is the empty class. If an element, a div, a whatever on your HTML page, your rendered page, does not possess a class when you add a class, when you remove the class and there's no classes left, you'll be left with this. It just looks weird, but don't worry. It has nothing to do with validation because it only shows up when there are humans interacting with the page. That is not validation. A computer isn't going through and clicking everything. It's checking to say, is your code proper in its untouched form? Now, the other thing that you would see is sometimes we might have our in our block quote, you might have class default or something. And you've got like a default class that exists in this area. Let's make sure we're looking at the right area. Yeah, here we are. Here's our class. So now when we add a class, green, we see it add to that list, and then when we remove it, we still have a class that's associated with that div. Does that make sense? So where people would see this type of thing happen, and we begin to affect certain items, everything that you do in your regular CSS to target CSS. When I'm talking about targeting, bear with me 1 second. Let me bring this over. When you, in your CSS file, are using things like before, or you're using things like, let's come over here. Did we do any? Okay, and this one looks like we didn't do any specific CSS for, you know, relationships, you know, adjacent sibling selectors. I'll save that. Okay, you guys should be able to refresh on that, and you should see all of the saved items. So the same way we can do relationships, you know, only the L list items that are underneath unordered lists. We can do that here. So if we did unordered list, list item, when we come over here and click this, now I'm gonna have to scroll all the way down. Where's my list item? See, here's our list item, but the ordered list items did not go green. See that? So this is why, if you feel comfortable with WordPress and you're trying to say, what do I spend more time doing or learning? Is it CSS? Because I don't feel comfortable with it. Is it jQuery? Is it PHP? Learn CSS as structurally sound and as deep as you can. Because all the ability to target different parts of your HTML document using CSS is also used in jQuery. Because when we are telling it to go find a certain element, a class, an ID to do something, add, toggle class, fade in, show, hide, toggle, all that type of stuff, we're going to be using the same type of CSS ID class identifiers that we use in the actual CSS file sheet to style it. So if you can style things and you're really good at identifying things, you can do jQuery. Because this is one of the main parts of jQuery, is understanding how to target a certain element, a certain class, a certain whatever, to do something to it. So at the end of the day, the biggest thing that you can do, and again, I'm going to pull up the API jQuery page. Let me drag this over to this. Where'd it go? All right. You should be looking at the jQuery API. I hope that's what you see right now. So we have all things with the jQuery API. What we're looking for are, remember how I said events? So the first thing we want to do is look at events, because this is the event. When we identify the originating element, ID, whatever, we want to do an event. What type of an event? Is it a browser event? So browser event, you might have when they scroll. If we scroll, then we will maybe show a welcome message and we'll fade it in. We'll, you know, slide it in when that happens. Or what about document loading? So when the page is fully loaded, we're going to do something. Event handler, we can then come here, and if we're triggering something, so basically this is getting a little bit more advanced when one thing triggers another and we can write functions for this. But let's come over here, because this is where our keyboard event happens. Well, what if they're on our website, and what about if they key down or key press? So they pressed the key. Well, what key would they press? So click on this, and I'm gonna actually type this in for you. So first, let's do this. We're gonna do a key press. Key press. In which case, we're gonna key press. Where is it? Second. See, it's actually, there's different keys. There's a key, there's the amount of times we have pressed a key you can see that I'm now, I'm now pressing different SD. It can recognize which key you are pressing. So we could actually have an interactive part of a website based on what somebody is typing in. But where you'll see most people spending their time is in the event area, I scrolled too far, is the mouse events. That's what we did today, where we went into the mouse events and we sat there and we said, click, double click. We can build our own contextual menu. What is that? That's when they right click on the page. We can use jQuery to create our own contextual menu. When they hover, mouse down, mouse over, toggle, all that stuff. Now, what can we do to it? This is the event, and the event occurs at the top. The item or the element or the class that is inside is going to experience an effect. And this is where you can get all this stuff to slowly figure it out. Everything from hide, show, toggle. Great. Custom. I think these are all ones that animate. We talked about that one. Cue, stop. We can actually speed things up if it's moving. We can delay an action. So basically we could wrap something, delay it. Sliding something up, toggling, sliding something down, fading. Now, a lot of the fade in, fade out, fade toggle can also be done with the animation. But do you understand where you can start to build these things? If you understand the basics here, this tells jQuery to look at the website, the actual page. This says, go find a certain element and we're going to attach an event to it. The click, the double click, the hover, the mouse over, the key press. And when this is done, this is activated, this is, you know, created. Let's go back to click. This is where the effect is done. Now, once that's wrapped around your brain and you see basically these are the three lines, you only are going to ever use this line once in a single jQuery document. This you could do multiple times, but you're not going to use the same event. If you need a post footer that does something, maybe you could come in here and you could do post footer double click that does a function. So see how, well, we can, if it's a regular click, let's just do block quote, toggle class. We'll just add the green to it. Okay, so see what we've now done? If we simply click, the green is going to happen down here in the unordered list. See the unordered lists? But if I double click, this one became green. Double click is toggling. Single click is going to affect this one. So you can do multiple identifiers of single elements, classes, whatever, but you're going to choose different events. The effects, you can have as many as you want. You can have one event, and you could have 50 different effects being done to different parts of the website, animating, doing all sorts of stuff. You can get as creative as you want. But that is basically, if you were to walk everything back to its root of jQuery, this is what jQuery is. So that hopefully, if you have older themes, older websites that you've inherited or that it's been a while, you need to modify, you should be able to actually go into some of the jQuery to identify whether is this an event that's happening? Is this an effect that's happening? How do I adjust that effect? Well, what if you're done and you don't want the client to have all this type of interactivity, but for whatever reason, whenever you remove the JavaScript file, it breaks? Just go find all the effects and remove the effects. You can leave these. You can leave the events that would be a make it a valid JavaScript if something was going on. The effects are what cause things to change around. Now, Marianne, I don't know if this is the direct answer to your question. If you have an older site, you probably have older versions of jQuery that may not play nice with current versions of WordPress. One of the reasons why is old versions of WordPress used to load, and I'll just type it in here so it shows up here, used to load something called jQuery Migrate. That's Migrate. Old versions of jQuery Migrate used to have certain behaviors, that events that would happen, and people would program with them. Then those behaviors got deprecated, meaning they're no longer in the jQuery library. So all of the old behaviors that were being targeted no longer work because there's no definition of what to do with that behavior. If that happens, and I'll just type it in here so it's easier to see. And again, this is not valid jQuery. I'm going to zoom this in so you can see because it's kind of important. Whoa. All right, we'll just do it up here. I don't need to see this. All right, we'll type it here. In WordPress, you know, on your functions.php, when you have WP and Q scripts and you've got name script, then you've got the location, we'll just say muffin.js, you know that. The next thing you're normally going to do is a dependency. So we add an array of jQuery. And then we can WP and Q script, name script. And then we add all that into an action hook for WP and Q scripts. But in this, if you've got old, and this, you'll normally see this in older sites, in older WordPress sites. If something breaks, go find this WP and Q scripts. And when I say it breaks, you'll hover over something. And if you're looking at the console, the browser console, you'll start to see all sorts of JavaScript errors pop up. Basically, if like you had a menu, a drop-down menu, and you're hovering over it, but there's no drop-down appearing, you look at the console, you're seeing these errors, 1, 2, 3, 4. Each time you hover over a menu item that should drop down, you see errors. There's a very good chance that behavior that the old theme used no longer is included in jQuery because WordPress stopped carrying jQuery Migrate, automatically adding it. So basically, if you enqueued jQuery, WordPress used to automatically enqueue the Migrate script, which includes old deprecated functions. It's okay. You can still get it back. It still ships with WordPress. It's just not auto-included. So you just need to add in this into the array. This is the array where our dependencies in jQuery are added. Just add jQuery Migrate whenever you see jQuery. And you'll have a much more likelihood of the site going back to the functionality it had before it broke. So, and if the site is fully working, and it's probably, Marianne, the site is probably still working because it has a hard-coded old version. They're enqueuing their own version of jQuery. They're not enqueuing the current version of WordPress jQuery. So that's probably why you're fine. If for whatever reason something else comes along and enqueues a current version of jQuery, like you add a plugin that adds jQuery, and maybe the programmer is going and dequeuing every other version of jQuery so he can add in WordPress's jQuery, that's when your site will break, and that's when you need to do this. Just add in the jQuery migrate, and it'll take care of that. So if you ever come across that, that's what's going on. So at the end of the day, just remember the three things. This is highlighting jQuery that we're looking at the document. Then inside that, we have an event. What are we watching for? What is the quote function we've told jQuery to be ready for? Once we identify that, because we're good at identifying CSS elements, classes, IDs, we can then affect something like all paragraph tags, add class green. If there was a class green like that. And that is at the heart of jQuery. Find the element, attach an event, tell it what it's going to affect. So my recommendation is take a look at the handout that is below. Now, I would encourage you to run through that handout. Try the different toggles. Try the different ways. Set up one div in your HTML item, another div, add in classes. See if you can make an event with one affect the outcome of the other. And that's where you start going down the jQuery rabbit trail. All right. And so it'll also be helpful once I get the JavaScript webinar up. You'll see the basic differences. You actually have to write a lot more with JavaScript. You have to write a lot less with jQuery. That's one of the key differences. But when you'll be able to compare the two videos. All right, well, I hope you've had fun messing around a little bit, getting your feet wet, but it should, I feel this is a good foundation for most people to be able to either manipulate code that already exists, to use the API website for jQuery to figure out their own events and effects, and have fun with it. Now, you probably don't want to make everything animated and everything interactive on a website, but it's one of those things that adding just a little of interactivity that makes your website do something may make the client appreciate exactly what they want. So take care. Have a great rest of the Wednesday. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be talking about core WordPress functions, and I think I've got it down to the 10 functions that you should know inside and out for any WordPress site.